Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's really about the betting views. This is where I started back 15 years ago. So there's a ton of sports books all over the place.
Wow.
And it's as good of a spot to be for betting as there is in the world. I know things are booming with the apps in the U.S., but this is kind of the original home of everything offshore and everything betting-wise. So I love it here, and it makes me feel young again to come back to where it all started.
What do they call you out there in the Dominican? Is it like, oh, gringo is back? Is that what it's like?
El jefe.
What's it like coming back
the
home?
The boss.
No. It's just Adam. When I first came here, it's a very different world. There's a whole lot more going on here than 15 years ago when were just a couple hotels. So it's a very different world, but still all of the great betting spots are still here.
Adam, man, great
Thank
stuff,
you, man.
Brother. Appreciate
and enjoy.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys. Enjoy the draft and chat soon.
Yep. He is Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports breaking it all down there. It's a tough thing. It's a tough market because, you know, if you put a bet in and it goes against you, you know, it's like somebody knows something. It's not like, oh, I'm guessing, I'm betting. It's like, oh, somebody's got some information somewhere that this team is going to draft this person. I do find it very interesting that the Raiders have moved the favorite position for them to draft first is now quarterback.
Penix.
I guess, you know, could you?
Yeah, you're not getting one of the big boys. You don't have the capital to move up.
Right.
So you know that what you said, what you asked him is what's going to initially is what's going to happen.
Do you?
It's one of those other.
Do you do it at 13 or do you trade?
I heard you with Jeff. I wouldn't play too much.
Yeah. You
know, somebody else might get y'all get too too foxy here. You might outfox yourself and somebody else come get him.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about dropping back.
Yeah.
Somebody else might like Penix, again, especially after the pro day.
That high, though? Man, seems crazy. That seems crazy to me.
What he's doing is hard because with the Latu guy, the UCLA defensive end that's had the neck injury, in his mock draft, he has him going at 27. But with the latest information now and folks saying he could go as high as 9, he's saying, no, now take the under 16.5, even though, you know, a couple of weeks ago he had him at 27. There's been such a range on him because of that neck injury, but it sounds like because of the last week and him having cleared all these medicals – He's rising.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably going to end up going top 10, like you said, challenged to be the first defensive player taken.
Absolutely.
He's a guy who's mocked to go late first round in most, including Adams.
Yeah.
And now the info has changed just that quickly.
Anyway, good stuff there from Adam Chernoff. Appreciate him joining us on the show. We'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to be with us here at 125. We will talk to him about a lot of things. Phylon. Got out of his letter of intent, his NLI with Kansas. So we'll talk to him about that. And also, Jaden Quaintance.
Absolutely.
visiting Memphis. How real of a shot does Memphis have? We'll get into that with him. 125. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
It's The Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
We're just talking with Adam Chernoff of Right Angle Sports about the NFL draft. And up at ESPN.com, they have a brand new sort of buzz. What's the buzz about the NFL draft? We know, again, number one, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, there's zero buzz around us.
Yeah.
I kind of resent it, but I understand it.
You've known
the buzz is around what's going to happen.
You've known who your pick is going to be for
exactly
ever, really.
And so has the media. Mm-hmm. They've figured it out.
Yeah, so I'll just kind of go through the list of teams that you know, there's some buzz about. With Washington, they conducted high-level personnel meetings this week to begin finalizing plans for the three-day draft, what to do at second overall. Expectation from other teams picking in the top 10 is that they will go with Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels had a, I guess it was like a, I don't know if it was a press conference. It was like a gathering, a media gathering, and he said he'd be cool with going to Washington.
Yeah, cleared it all up.
Yeah. So I suspect that's what will happen. Dan Graziano says that all options are on the table for the Pats at three, that they could maybe not take Drake May at three, that you know, they could trade out, I guess.
Yeah.
The Raiders would not be interested in that, but I'm sure there are some teams that are that are enamored with Drake May at three, so that would be interesting. They did visit with Michael Penix in the draft process. They did that, according to Graziano, in case they decided to trade down. So
I could see the Patriots doing that.
Yeah.
Being feeling better about trading down and getting a Penix later, because they got to get a quarterback.
They do.
But being willing to trade down, acquire more assets in doing so, and take Penix.
Yes.
Because maybe in the end you like Penix better than you do Drake May.
Exactly.
And again, if Jaden's off the board, that might be the right way to go for the Pats.
Chargers want to move back. That is what one NFL executive said. They made it clear they want to move back. Giants are two teams that have been, according to Dan Graziano, in discussions with the Pats about number three, which I find interesting. Would the Giants take a quarterback?
Yes.
I mean, that would be quite something.
Again, you pay Daniel Jones, but what folks don't remember is that you can get off that contract pretty easily
right,
with the way it's structured.
Right.
And so it'd be good. You'd have Daniel as a bridge.
Yes.
For that next guy.
The Vikings are pretty obvious in terms of what they would do. They have 11 and 23. You package those up. You move into the top five, right? You move it maybe the top three.
Let me go back to the Giants situation real quick, because Dable did great things, as you remember, with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Right? You come in, and you've already got Daniel Jones there. And then you work with him, and you raise the level of his play.
Right.
But probably realize you've got a ceiling on him, and because you poured everything into it, right? And he had his best year. But with the injury concerns and everything else, you probably realize you got a ceiling on him. I'm thinking Dable wants his own guy.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? To mold a la Josh Allen, like once he got there. I mean, he had a great deal to do with. And so that's why it makes sense. Again, I could see the Giants moving up to get what they feel like is one of the top three QBs.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
I could see that happen.
I don't think that, yeah.
So that's why I see that interest in trying to move up to where the Pats are. That makes a lot of sense to
me. I agree.
Because especially they believe that Drake is of that ilk.
Yes.
You know, the Jaden and Caleb ilk.
Totally agree. So you have that to weigh over and see what the Giants do. According to ESPN, the Raiders do love Jaden Daniels and would love to trade him.
Yeah, I mean, it's an Arizona State connection.
And the interest is mutual, but again, they're just not going to have enough to move in. I mean, Washington's drafting number two, and they're picking Jaden Daniels. So you can't get to number two. And so that is ultimately the issue there. Jeremy Fowler says Penix, Nix, and even Spencer Rattler could be in play for the Raiders.
The question on them is, again, if New England has identified Penix as somebody they would take, if they drop back,
absolutely,
they end up taking Penix higher at a point that you can't get him.
It's true.
It could really push Penix up.
Depends on where they draft, you know.
Exactly. Depends on how far they drop back.
Because if you're the Raiders, you know.
But if they went back to the Giants pick.
Yes.
You know,
would they really take Penix that high?
It's like, again, you're playing with it if you keep dropping back. But my point is that could affect Penix and your ability to get him if you've settled on one of those quarterbacks.
Right.
You know, surely they – I mean, it's not – Penix is the one that I feel – it's not Bo Nix that somebody's going to draft high or whatever. Penix is the one with the chance,
yeah,
it feels like, to come up. And we know McCarthy's you know, top four.
Yeah, so that's the buzz. I mean, I do think it'll be busy. I think it'll be very busy in terms of trades and drama. So it's going to have everything that you're looking for. Quarterbacks, wide receivers, skill position players, lots of trades. And it all kicks off tomorrow in the first round of the NFL draft.
Next story.
Before we move to NBA, we'll just keep it here in the NFL. Steelers, I'm not surprised you might be, are not going to, not expected to pick up the option on my former quarterback, former Chicago Bears quarterback, Justin Fields. It's a $25 million fifth-year option. It's one of the reasons why the Bears got off of him, because they wanted to reset that rookie clock, obviously, and there's the chance to get one of these high-tier QB prospects in the first round, obviously, with that first pick. His name's going to be Caleb Williams, obviously. I don't know what you expected the Steelers to do here, or how anybody could have thought that this would have been a good move by him. You're basically getting Russell and Justin Fields for nothing, okay? And it's really an opportunity to put both of them, you know, in a race and see, okay, do we have a future with either one of these guys? And why would you commit $25 million for a fifth year before you know whether or not Justin Fields can handle what you're going to throw at him?
Right.
So it makes all the sense in the world to stay where you're at. Again, they've probably smartly decided to move on from Pickett. You could end up spinning your wheels with both of these guys, though, just the same, Russell and Justin Fields. So I think it's smart of them not to pick it up. It's literally the reason why the Bears moved on, yep. One of the reasons, one of the big reasons why they moved on. And I think Pittsburgh is playing it smart here. You may not have a future with either one of them is the point. That said, Justin might hook. If you do that correctly and you give him the opportunity, and I don't know, you know, how soon he'll get that, because you're obviously would feel like you're going to start with Russell Wilson, even though they'll say open competition and training camp or whatever. I feel like maybe change the scenery, you know. Again, Justin Fields, I don't ever think is going to be a pocket passer, the kind of high-level one that, you know, you want him to be, or at least have the ability to be when necessary. But can you win with him? I think, you know, Mike Tomlin shows he can win with dang near anything in terms of getting in the playoffs. So he can keep them competitive. Again, I would question the same thing for us. Are you willing to give the big contract, the next big contract, to Justin Fields and commit to him?
Right.
Because there's too much uncertainty. He hasn't answered enough of those questions through this rookie deal. So I think Pittsburgh's playing this smart. I do think there's a chance that maybe Justin sticks as a guy who can keep them competitive. But I wouldn't be surprised if Pittsburgh ends up moving on from both of them, you know, after next season.
Yeah, I don't really see how Justin Fields is going to be able to prove himself in this situation.
It's going to be tough.
You know, which is why, you know, it's a little unfortunate.
Now, see, Russell played decent last year. Decent to solid.
Yeah.
But Peyton had it out for him, right? They
yes.
could not coexist.
Correct.
What if he goes and plays to that point, good to solid, for the Steelers, where there's not that vitriol between him and the head coach? To your point, how is Justin going to get out there if Russell's being solid next year?
No chance.
He's probably not. Because, you know, Tomlin's going to be all about the playoff race and everything else. And yep. So if Russell's playing decent like he was in Denver, I just don't see how Justin gets the chance to show it off.
I don't think he will.
Exactly. It had to be an injury situation.
Yeah.
Or Russ being really, really bad.
Right.
And he wasn't really, really bad last year.
Yeah, you know Russ is going to be at the least, he's going to be just solid enough.
Right. And remember, they pulled him at the end of the year so he didn't hit some of those contract incentives.
Exactly.
You know, that was one of the reasons why they pulled him. It wasn't because he's out there throwing interceptions.
You know, This should be a pretty good year for.
It's going to be hard for Justin, to your point, to get out there, because I think Russell's going to be
kind of in a way like he's going to have to hit the open market with like no tape.
Well, what Justin Fields needed was for Minnesota to re-sign Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
because Atlanta was it for him.
Exactly right.
That's if that had fallen through for Atlanta. There's your shot. There's your shot to be the one.
Yep.
But now, that really changed things once Minnesota, you know, once Kirk decided he's not going back.
Yeah.
Domino effect.
Next story.
I don't know if you saw this. It was actually a very underreported, underdiscussed piece of the NCAA basketball calendar. But according to Jeff Borzello, on Monday, the D1 board of directors approved a change that is effective immediately to the transfer window.
Somebody was just tweeting us about this.
So previously, if you were a graduate transfer, you did not have to abide by the May 1st deadline to enter the portal, right? Which is coming up in what, a week. So you had time, so you could do whatever you were doing. You could kind of maximize your leverage, and you could basically enter the portal whenever you wanted to. It's what Cam Spencer did last year for Rutgers going to UConn, right?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, That is no longer the case. All transfers, including graduate transfers, need to be in the portal now by May 1st. That applies to David Jones.
Oh, wow.
So he is a graduate transfer. He is in the portal. He did not announce a transfer when he announced that he was going to the draft, right?
He did not announce he was getting in the transfer portal.
Right, he did not. He said he was keeping his – he was maintaining
just
his college –
just said he's maintaining college eligibility.
Right. But now, I assume this is news to David Jones because it was news to everybody else. It was news to Jeff Borzello, you know, on –
if he intends to test the open market in college.
Yes.
It would be news to him.
Which I would say, why wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't he?
No, I understand the logic of you, what you're saying.
Like, if I was a graduate transfer, I'm entering the portal even if I intend on returning.
Yes, yes. I understand that logic. Are you saying that's what David's going to do?
I don't know
that's
if David's going to do that.
You.
I assume that he will do
you
that.
You are assuming he
yes,
will do that.
Because I just think it's good business.
So this is done? They yes, have to do yes, it by May 1?
Yes. So I think, like...
That changes everything about it. Well, it gets you some clarity. Memphis, some clarity that it's either NBA or Memphis.
Well,
it's either Tigers or NBA.
Unless he enters the portal.
Unless he goes in. But that's even more clarity. That's
yeah,
even more clarity.
If he doesn't enter the portal, it is NBA or Memphis.
Correct.
But that's why I think he's going to enter the portal.
Oh, we understand why you're saying he will. You ain't just saying, you're saying you assume he will.
Yes. I don't have that information, but I assume he will because it's
some just, people, right, like you, still thought that was a strong possibility when he said, I'm maintaining my college ability.
Yes.
Didn't mention anything about transfer portal. You've been on this for a while.
And that you would just do
that
it
he
later.
Would do, go this
that you
way.
Would just enter the portal later after the
well,
after the NBA didn't work out. So now you kind of have to do it on the front end, right, if you're going to do it.
I mean, it helps the schools. It helps from Memphis' standpoint.
It does. No, I mean, to be clear, it definitely does.
Again, it provides some clarity even if he says, I'm going, because Memphis can decide at that point whether they want to get involved in a bidding war. You know, to that degree for a guy like David Jones.
Yeah. So,
it provides clarity one way or the other.
Yes.
Him jumping in.
It's just sort of an assumption on my part, just from the business perspective, right? If you're going to, because if you make it about NBA or Memphis, you get what you get.
But he told the dude in the DR everything was taken care of here. He didn't say college athletics.
He did say that.
No, I'm with you. I mean, you made the point about if you were Jaden Quaintance's dad, that as a business, you would, highest bidder is going to matter to you. I think it's the case here with David Jones. I think you would be not considering all your business options if you didn't, open up the recruitment, or at least, that possibility. With as much as I would love to say, yeah, David Jones, be loyal to Penny in Memphis, you'd be cutting yourself off if you're not putting yourself on the open market that is the transfer portal.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So, again, I don't have any information on
this. Yes,
like,
I understand the logic.
No one's telling me this.
Now, he sounded so happy in the DR interview. We translated the interview and put in a lot of work, and he sounded very happy.
Yeah. But it's just like if I was sort of thinking about it, if I was advising, I would say, just go ahead and do it, even if you want to go back. Just maximize what you can get.
So that's next Wednesday.
Put a little pressure on Memphis. Yeah, it's a week from today.
Keep an eye out for them.
A lot, right? All those kids that, had the intention of waiting and dragging it out. Yeah.
Yes.
Now they have to get in there. I mean, John Fant said it's going to be chaos. He thinks it's going to be chaos because of all the people who are finding out.
Scrambling to get in there.
Exactly right.
Before May 1.
Yeah. And again, my default assumption is that anybody in David Jones' situation would do that. I don't understand why you wouldn't, unless you just know for a fact you're already getting an amount that you're happy with, then. But you would still do it. I'd still do it. I'd still try to get a little more.
Yep.
Whatever. If I get 15% more,
you still do it.
I don't see why you wouldn't do it.
Yep.
But if he doesn't, then we'll know. If he doesn't get an NBA contract, it's definitely him coming back to Memphis. I mean, he didn't enter the portal in the window. Now, what's the Supreme – I guess the Supreme Court thing just applies to however many times you want to do it. Not necessarily – you can't do it whenever you want to do it, but you can only do it – you can do it as many times as you want.
Yes.
As long as it's in that window.
Right now, it's just wide open. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, like
– I'm told like, otherwise.
Yeah, who – in the
everybody can transfer.
Everybody can transfer at any time.
Any amount of times.
You play for Tennessee yesterday. Today, you're on Ole Miss's roster.
That's right.
It's just absolute. It's
Wild Wild West.
It's absolute free agency.
You know, it's just, it's unbelievable. Anyway, yeah, the transportal deadline got moved way up for the graduate transfers. It's next Wednesday. It's not July. It's next Wednesday. So we'll keep an eye on David Jones.
Next story.
How happy are you for Reggie Bush? It didn't sound like you were very happy with Jeff Calkins this morning when asked about it. This is justice.
Yeah.
Know that. Before you push back here, just know that Reggie Bush got justice. And times change and do matter.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an absolute joke of withholding his Heisman Trophy.
Joke!
And justice has prevailed in this case. I've said my piece on it. You got something to push back on?
No, I don't.
Oh, I thought you didn't. I thought it sounded to me like you didn't care about Reggie getting it back at all this morning.
Yeah, I just don't really care that much. Is all. I don't really care. Like I never denied him as the Heisman Trophy winner. So in my mind, he already had it. So
no, like, this has been a fight.
What did he do again? I don't even remember.
Took benefits.
What were the benefits? Friends with benefits.
Pretty much.
Were they like? Was it like stock options? Like the benefits we get here?
No, it was mine or something for his family, I think.
Okay, so you're not even clear on what the benefits were exactly?
No, doesn't right. matter.
So it doesn't matter. I'm fine with it. Like I never thought he should have.
He got a compensation. I don't know. Do we know exactly what Reggie got? I don't think he ever gave us a statement on everything.
What about Terrell Pryor for the autographs? Didn't he get in trouble for the autographs?
Yeah, but he didn't have a. He didn't have a Heisman to be okay. taken away from.
Okay.
But didn't he sold some stuff, didn't he? Terrell sold his ring or something like that when he involved in
bro.
That.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it literally just says that the student-athlete compensation that he got then because of fundamental changes in college athletics shouldn't matter. They're an accepted practice now. What he got then is accepted now, and this trophy should not be taken away as a result of it.
Yeah, he got 5 games suspension. Terrell Pryor did for selling pants.
You can't give him the games back, John. That one you can't change. Again, this is a trophy. This is the most coveted trophy in college athletics.
But that's wrong, right? I mean, you basically robbed the kid of his, you know, whole damn season because he sold some pants. I think he needs to get.
But there's no coming back for Terrell Pryor. Bro.
Let Terrell Pryor play 5 more games, man. Let him have those games back. That would be the real justice. Yeah, there's some other things too. So, yeah.
Bush again gets invited to all future Heisman Trophy ceremonies, which was a joke that he wasn't getting invited again. Compared to what these guys are getting now, it doesn't compare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what Reggie Bush got. And so, I'm happy for him. He'd long wanted this thing. Listen, you only get the only one of those a year, bro.
Right.
And it never goes away. And it's your chance to be in those damn Heisman Trophy commercials. What is that, Nissan that does those? The House of Heisman?
I think that's it.
Is it Nissan? I don't want to be wrong here, but they got Tebow up in there and everybody else. That's the chance for Reggie to go ahead and get in his proper place, be in that home, and have his proper place in the wing. So, yeah, y'all stop, y'all free Reggie.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We'll come back. 2 playoff games today, not as many as usual. Unfortunately, Brad did have his first winning day of the experiment last night. We'll take you through all of it. We'll help you through all of it, what to make of it, and then we'll give you Brad's picks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight. Interesting night in the NBA last night as two road teams get the win.
The first two.
The first of the playoffs, right?
Yep. It was 12-0 if you count Minnesota's wins to start yesterday. It was 12-0 for home teams to start the playoffs.
Right. So, and then you had the Pacers win game two in Milwaukee, and then Dallas win game two, even things up there, all square in L.A., Kawhi's first game back. And he definitely looked rusty. I would say.
Didn't I tell you, you asked me which of Brad's picks I thought he was actually going to come through. Didn't I, when Dallas
you
and
did
Clippers
say Dallas.
The one that I said? And I
you
guess,
did say Dallas.
Just Kawhi coming back. The Clippers were in such a rhythm that first game, whether it was Harden, whether it was Westbrook, they were all playing well. And then Kawhi hasn't played so long. You saw it last night.
Yes.
You have to wait on him.
You do.
Because Kawhi's ISO, he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot of the time. And it slows down what you're doing. They had a good thing going.
Absolutely.
You know, defensively, yes, he's back. He helps you, all of that. But you know, when you're still trying to figure things out against a really good, it's gotten so much better, you know, Dallas defense, you know, it can go like it did last night. So,
yeah, I would like to see like a...
They don't have a choice. They got to get them reincorporated. But,
right.
Yeah, Dallas has now done the job. You've stolen home court.
I would like to see a study on high usage players after missing multiple weeks, what their first game back with the team looks like, right? In terms of just they cover, they lose, like what's the percentage there? You know, because you know the key is the usage, right? The isolation, high volume, got to have the ball, and they sort of found ways to win without him. They looked incredible in game one, and then he comes back, and the ball stops a lot more, and
right.
James Harden's not as good, and the threes aren't going in the way they were. And I mean, to be clear, super impressive victory from the Mavs. I mean,
So you got to give them credit.
Yeah, that was a big-time finish by them.
I mean, at one point, they were not a team concerned with defense, and Kidd has turned that around. Now, they went and made some roster moves that's helped with that. But you have got Luka now engaged on the defensive end in a way that he hadn't been for his career. And so that's definitely a credit to Jason Kidd. You know, it's hard to get superstars to do what you want them to do, and particularly when it comes to effort levels in some departments. So to get Luka more concerned, to get it across through his head that, look, if we're going to be better, it's not going to be about offense. It's going to be about us committing as much as we can on defense. Like, that's Kidd. You got to give them credit. But they have come on strong.
Yeah, they were down 73-69 with 9 minutes left in the fourth. I mean, That game was very much in doubt.
There was an opportunity for L.A. to run off with that game.
Yes.
Again, you're sputtering offensively. You only shoot 38%.
Yep.
A lot of that credit you got to give to Dallas, though, for mucking it up.
Yes,
Dallas wasn't a – when you bring over Kyrie Irving, what are you talking about? You're not going to be able to muck it up.
Yep.
They've done that now with a lot of these roster moves.
They have.
There's, you know, Gafford and those guys.
I totally agree.
He didn't play a ton last night. It wasn't necessarily him. But
he had the back injury. It was Lively, really.
Lively is one. But he's been that guy from the jump for them.
Lively had 7-9. Now, what was interesting about this game
just
last
night. Just lost his mom, too. It's a tough story. I don't know if you saw
that story
on Sportsman. Yeah, no, I think I want to tell you in April. They're like, yeah.
Wow.
And so he's fighting through a lot right now, just, you know, in his life.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's out there battling. And she was responsible for his whole career. She's a former basketball coach, really was the skill work with him.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I like Lively a lot, like his story.
The key for the Mavs last night, and I think, you know, look, I don't think much of Jason Kidd, but he made a key switch last night when he went small.
Mm-hmm.
He put Kleba out there. He took Lively off because they were absolutely drilling him with Zubats, right? They were going right at him, and he was having a hard time. So you go small with Kleba and Kyrie and Luka and all those guys. Like, Kleba made a huge shot. They made it 87-81. It was 84-81. He makes a huge three. He just forced, you know, L.A. to defend him differently. And they had a hard time because you got Zubats out there, and you know, he can't really get around like that, so you kind of play him off the floor. So I thought it was a really, really good strategic decision by Kidd to go small there.
Yeah.
And Kleba had the best plus-minus on the team, you know, plus 9 last night in 28 minutes, better than Luka. Better than Luka. And Luka hit a huge 3 as well. Yeah. So that game did get kind of stupid at the end because, you know, Kyrie fouled Paul George. Then it was taken, or Kawhi, and then it was taken off. They challenged it, and it was taken off. But at any rate, the Mavs win 96-93. The series is even. Brad's record for the update is now 4-12.
Correct.
He's 4-12 picking playoff games, which means if you fade him, you're 12-4. Still incredible, okay?
75% clip.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate this because I know what people are going to say, and I know how people are going to feel. Oh, well, he had a winning day. I don't want to do this anymore. Understand, this is a long game. Just because Brad had one winning day yesterday does not guarantee he's going to have another one tonight or the next night or the night after that.
Yeah, and I mean, even FanDuel has not raised, or should I say, lowered the limit.
Yes.
The limit is actually going up because of these L's that we've accumulated here.
Yeah, Brad
For amusement only, of course, is how we roll with this, though.
Yeah, Brad is not going to continue to win. He was due for a winning day. Good grief. I mean, he had lost every single day. He had picked games.
What do they say? Every hog gets an acorn now and then in the feeding pen?
You're 100%. So you're it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Unicorn day.
And that's why we tell people don't parlay, right?
Yes. That is one of the rules of this bit.
Now, you would have lost yesterday even on a straight bet.
Right.
But by and large, you're typically, you know,
you're 8 games over 500
on a slate like tomorrow, where there's 3 games, the likelihood he's going to go 1-2.
And to be clear, you don't want to parlay for this piece. However, we have had people win parlays with this piece
when you've been perfect.
Yeah, I mean those days have occurred too.
Absolutely,
so
it's
all over the place.
All over the place. Anyway, let's get into it. 2 games tonight. Fade Brad. Let's go.
Your love is fading.
Now it's Jason and John's producer Brad sucks at sports gambling segment.
Brad, you suck at this.
My man Carson is the worst gambler I've ever heard, bro.
It's time to fade Brad. Fade Brad on 92.9.
All right, 2 games tonight, so a shorter slate.
These are big numbers.
Many traps that Brad can step into.
Yep.
Let's start with the 6 o'clock game, Miami Heat at the Boston Celtics. Celtics cream them in game 1, and they are now 14.5-point favorites in game 2, Brad. So will it be the Boston Celtics minus 14.5, or shall it be the Miami Heat?
6 o'clock on TNT tonight, Miami without Rozier, Butler, and Richardson.
Correct.
It's a lot.
Some homework's been done here.
Now, I think they've been without Richardson for quite some time, but I do appreciate the attention to detail.
Boston is loaded. In fact, I would go as far as to say you might want to get that future on the Celtics championship at this point, folks. A little bonus, Brad.
Which is at the, for the record, absolute worst price.
It's a bad
been
price.
All season.
Again,
and plus 120.
Confirming that yours truly not the greatest gambler in the world. I do have that Victor Wembanyama in the pocket on a $5 bet from last summer that's neither here nor there.
You can
there.
Roll it over.
Yeah. You know,
$12 on the Celtics.
Got to take it when you can get it, though. But, yeah, Celtics look terrific. I do think they look fantastic. They should be the favorites to win the championship at this point, my opinion. I'm going with something that you probably would assume I would go with, which is when you see that many points, you take you roll with that team. You roll with that team and you say 14.5. Today is going to be a theme for the 2 games. It's a lot of points day. First, we are picking Boston minus 14.5.
All right. So Brad says 14.5, big number, no problem.
It's big. We'll clear big.
He is lay potato chip today, laying the 14.5.
You're getting laid today,
against,
as it were.
The Miami Heat. So that is game. And look, that's a. You're right. That is an absolutely massive number.
That is a monster number to clear in a playoff game.
You're not intimidated by it.
Not intimidated.
But it's there for a reason, as you would say, John. Like,
that's
why are we putting all these points on there? Because they're going to kick the crap out of the Heat tonight.
That is exactly what they're saying. So Boston minus 14.5 is the first pick of the night for Brad. 8:30. Game 2, Pelicans Thunder. This was a very close game in game 1. CJ McCollum had a chance to win it at the buzzer off the heel, as they say. And the Pelicans go down by 2. basically the same opener. Thunder -7.5. It was 8. It's now 7.5. Brad, where are you?
Zion Williamson is still out, correct?
Yes, he is.
That's a problem. You know, I know CJ has been hit or miss all season long, up and down, as it were.
Yeah.
So this is a down night for CJ McCollum. The Oklahoma City Thunder will roll in this game, and they will clear the 7.5 points. Give me Oklahoma City, the Thunder, -7.5.
All right, so it is a day
Brad
of
layman.
Chalk. Yeah.
It's layman's terms.
So Brad has the Boston Celtics -14.5. I think that's what it is at FanDuel, right?
-7.5 is what ESPN Bet has. I didn't look at FanDuel. I'm sure it's probably close. 7.5.
Yeah,
we have 14.5.
We have to use FanDuel.
Oh, for Boston, I should say. Yeah,
because of the limits here. So, yeah, okay. So Boston -14.5, -112, and then Oklahoma City Thunder -7.5, -110. There you go.
Okay.
All right, Jason. Thoughts?
Well, I sniffed it out yesterday. I went right to Dallas and Clippers.
Yep.
I have a fear he's going to be right about both tonight. I have a fear. Because I do think OKC can play better than it did. There was a lot of, oh, they're inexperienced, and that's why that was a close game. And that, I just think, again, with that home crowd, there's a good chance. Brad's smelling it right here that they're going to absolutely roll in theirs. And then with Heat Celtics, I just don't know what the Heat have to fight with. We just saw it. And, yeah, at the end, the Celtics had to keep their starters in because, you know, the Heat culture made it, you know, of course, they got back up off the mat. But they don't, you know, no Jimmy, no Rozier. I mean, he could be 2-0 on this.
Mm-hmm.
He could be 2-0. So I'm concerned. I'm concerned that Brad is now on a winning track. That's my take.
Oh.
Yeah, after a 2-1 day last night, I'm looking at you might be a winner in 4 of your last 5. Now, with still, you'd be losing overall, still by a pretty wide margin, but
yep.
I'm starting to think that Brad has picked up the scent of winners now, and the tide may be shifting.
The largest known point spread for an NBA game was back in 2008 when the Boston Celtics played this very Miami Heat team. What do you think the line was?
This is a playoff game?
Playoff game. Actually, this is why I'm a poor researcher. I believe it was not a playoff game, but it was an NBA game.
No, I mean, it could have been anything. It could have been 38.5.
It's 22.5.
Yeah.
So take 7 off of that. That is a massive line. It will be difficult for them to clear that line.
I mean, the way they shoot the ball, I mean.
I don't know.
To be clear.
Like they were up 20 the whole game.
Two touchdowns on an NBA playoff game when you're only down 1-0. Like, if you're the Heat, you really would love to get this game and get this thing square, go back.
Yeah.
Are you talking yourself into now?
No.
Plus 14.5?
I like my 14.5. I'm rolling with homies.
So, yeah. I don't know. I think.
You don't sound like you're with me on that. You sound like there's a good chance here it's going to.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on these two bets? I've got both home teams.
I think there's a decent chance that. The Heat can adjust and keep
within the number.
It's such a huge number, right? Like, I mean, if they have any kind of shooting regression, you could see this, being a 8 to 10 point game. And then I think the Pelicans match up decently well with the Thunder. Like the Thunder still sort of have to show they know how to win.
Yeah.
Like multiple games. Like, I don't know. It's not like, oh, I know he's 100% wrong on this one.
Right. It wasn't as apparent as the first day.
But I think there's definitely a chance for 1-1. I mean, there's only 2 games. So when the odds are one favorite's going to cover and one's not.
You know what's interesting is as these playoffs go in and we get into further games, it becomes harder to bet either side. Whether you were trying to pick correct. I mean, it's getting harder on both.
It 100%
fronts,
is. There's no doubt about it. Because, like, I mean, and we'll get to it tomorrow, but Nuggets-Lakers is a pick 'em.
Right.
You know?
That's crazy.
I mean, flip a coin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Philly-Knicks, -4.5. Magic-Cavs, -2. I mean.
I lean with Nuggets to sweep that series, though. Right. Today. Now, I'll have to look at it tomorrow with our analysis.
Yeah, you may wake up with a different
opinion. You know me.
Opinion.
Wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you might flip your, you know. But, no, it feels like the Nuggets going to clear that thing.
But today, for the NBA games tonight, Brad, who's 4-12. In the NBA postseason, is going with the Celtics -14.5.
It is a big number.
And the Oklahoma City Thunder -7.5, both home favorites in game 2. 2.
Both up 1-0 in the series. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us in the third hour. We'll talk Jaden Quaintance with him.
Yes.
Get his thoughts on the latest in that recruitment, his Memphis visit, the chance that Memphis has, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 93.5 ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.